welcome back to another edition of the Prepper Recon Podcast. Our mission is to bring you great interviews with preppers from around the world so you can be better informed and better prepared for everything from a hurricane to the end of the world as we know it.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots, we talk a lot about food storage on the Prepper Recon podcast, but just as important is knowing that you have a way to cook the food that you're storing. Sun Oven is a great way to cook with the energy of the sun, and they have a great deal for Prepper Recon podcast listeners. It's $80 off a deluxe package, which includes a turkey roasting rack, especially for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Sun Oven banner on the right-hand side of the homepage. Hey, Preppers and Patriots. Today's show is my guest appearance on Radio Free Readout with John Jacob Schmidt. During the show, I mentioned the Cyber Monday deal that we were running then. It was if you buy an individual first aid kit from the PrepperRecon.com store, we'd email you free PDF copies of the 7-Step Survival Plan and Retreat Security and Small Unit Tactics, which I wrote both of those books with David Kobler from the Southern Prepper One YouTube channel. If you're listening to today's show, I'll still honor that deal, but you have to send me an email after you order your IFAC. Put RFR IFAC deal in the subject line, and I'll send you the PDF copies of those two books. And my email is prepperrecon@gmail.com. Enjoy the show.
Mark, so good to have you with us on Radio Free Readout. You still with us?
John Jacob, it's always an honor to be on the show.
All right. That was it's good to hear your voice, man. There's so much to talk about. We've got the stuff that you write about in your books. So much of it can be just taken right off of the headlines. But what you do is you take it a step further and you project that where that's taking us in the future, where that's going to lead us. I like your writing style. I like your character development. I think your scenarios are very plausible, and you do more than just write. But actually, just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got started on this journey.
I grew up in Kentucky. Both of my grandparents had farms, so had sort of a sustainable lifestyle that I saw them live, where they produced a lot of their own food, stored up for the winter. An EMP could have popped off and they'd have never known the difference almost, But I grew up around that sort of a culture. And as I got older, living in the city, I just fell away from a lot of that and sort of got lulled to sleep like I think so many Americans are right now. And 9/11, that was a big wake-up call for me. And so I woke up for a couple of months after that, but then gradually fell back to sleep. What really woke me up, and I've been awake ever since, was the 2008 economic collapse that we had, and which could have been so much worse. And I think that we've done nothing to fix any of the problems that we had in 2008. In fact, I think that we're exacerbating them. Fox 519 does such a great job every week on your show, pointing out so many of the problems that we have in the economic realm. But now it's not just economic. We've just got problems all over. And there's so many things that we have to keep our eye on right now. And it only makes sense to be prepared.
Absolutely. And you've done a great job at spearheading that. Look, we're already, I ran a little bit behind. I want to cover that story about that shooter in Colorado and kind of some of the stuff that's developed from that as far as who that person really is. So we brought you on late, but we're going to take a break here in just a few minutes or a few seconds. I wanted to remind the listeners to tune in over at KTW or KTRW. You can listen to the live streaming there. We're going to be leaving the ACN, American Christian Network, now. And you can listen to the full hour over at KTW. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the blue and white striped banner for the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and that will take you over there, and the listeners can migrate over there until we can raise the funds to get the other half hour up on the full network. So this is Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt with Mark Goodwin. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away. All right, we're joined by Mark Goodwin, a friend of mine, an author and a blogger, podcaster, and owner and, well, an operator of PrepperRecon.com online store, and has helped so many people get prepared and become more self-reliant. So, Mark, thanks for sticking with us.
Absolutely.
Okay, now let's talk about your book series. I you know, because I liked the you know, the American Exit Strategy, that series. That was your first writing that I'm aware of, and then came The Days of Noah. That one, I just I don't know, I really gravitated toward that one, and now all three books are out. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about that story and kind of the journey that it takes them on.
What I tried to do is try to just pick it up at tomorrow's headlines in the news and just start projecting a lot of the issues that we're having in our country and projecting those things forward. Largely, I look at the, you know, how our culture and our country has turned its back on God. And of course, when you turn your back on God or you ask him to leave, he's a gentleman, he'll leave. Of course, with that goes his protection and his blessings as well. And so we just start to see a lot of that stuff that we all know is coming. We start to see a lot of that falling on the country. Of course, there's people that would like to see the Christians and the Patriots sort of rounded up and gotten rid of. And in the book series, you do have a false flag attack that's blamed on the Christians and used as an excuse to start rounding them up. And I think that whether there's an event in the future, whether it's a false flag attack or whether it's something that's legitimate, I think that we're already marked for destruction. And I think that the result's going to be pretty much the same. They're going to find an excuse to start to keep pushing us towards the margins. And we've got to stand up. And church leaders have got to stand up. And all my books, I've always got a pastor in there. And you know, and they're human, and so they make mistakes. And the pastor in the Days of Noah, he sort of sees what he's done and how he's sort of neglected speaking on a lot of topics and political issues, which I think is the church's job. If the church isn't involved in politics, then what ends up happening is the Bible gets thrown out of schools, prayer gets thrown out of schools, abortion's legal for 42 years, and then just project it forward from there. That's what happens when pastors don't talk politics. So I really try to look at that. And then, as always, you know, I try to give a message of preparedness and a message of faith, and also, there's not a whole lot of clean entertainment out there. It's hard to find a book or a movie or even a primetime television show that doesn't use God's name as a curse word and isn't just filled with gratuitous sex. So, you know, I think it's, on some level, it's nice to just have some clean entertainment. But I don't want to just waste people's time with keeping them entertained. There's enough stuff out there to do that. So I like to try to do whatever I can to educate and encourage as well.
Well, you do a good job with that because it is entertaining. But like you said, we have to, even I think it's just the season that we're in, we need to realize and stop clinging to the bread and the circuses and being distracted to what the real world, you know, situation is going on. We need to learn new skills. We need to develop a different mindset so we can successfully confront and engage the times that we're in and the challenges that we're in. But, you know, the way you've done that is wrapped a lot of valuable lessons and proper mindset, I think, in fictional stories that are entertaining and keep the person's attention. And I guess more than just making it entertaining, it really is makes it practical, like how some of these problems can practically affect the modern day patriot and Christian how these things unfold and what that would really look like as far as the way it affects us and our lives. So, yeah, you've done a great job with that. Now, you also, let's talk about your podcast a little bit, because you've been doing that. How long have you been doing that now? What, 4 years? Three?
Three, I think. I'd have to go back and see when the first one was, but I think it's going on three.
So yeah,
two and a half ish.
A large following, and you know, Radio for Redoubt, we focus on all issues, and preparedness and self-reliance and political issues and community action and preparing for the future, the underground, for you know, the challenges that we could face in the future. And you've done a really good job on that as well, but you focus so much on preparedness, practical preparedness steps. If you could just speak to that a little bit, and I want to encourage, of course, the listeners to go and check that out for themselves, but if you could just talk a little bit about the podcast itself.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do. We try to get different guests on. We talk about everything from economic issues. We try to cover a lot of the problems, but then we also try to cover some of the solutions as well, because I think if people don't understand what the problem is, they don't really see the need for the solution. So we do get people that come on that talk about the different problems economically. We talk about the strategic threats, things like EMP and weather threats, which I think that most of your listeners are probably very familiar with right now. I heard you guys have had some really, really rough weather over the past few weeks. So so that's something that you have to be ready for. And you know, there's just a few basic things that people can do. And you need to have your food storage. You need to know where you're going to get your water. You need to have your you know, where are you going to go if you have to leave your shelter? How long is it going to take you to get out the door? Do you have a bug out bag? Is there something that you can just grab and get out the door if there's a fire or something like that threatens the area that you're in, you have to leave immediately? Because those minutes are very, very crucial when it's time to go. You need to be able to go quick, because if you get stuck in gridlock traffic, then that's not going to do you any good. We got to try to get a lot of different experts on us to talk about all of that type of stuff.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. $89 includes shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
You can learn from the lessons, like we were grid down for, it was 6 days on the calendar. It was basically 5 days, but you know, starting Tuesday night, and then the power came on Sunday about noon. So there were 6 days where at some point we were without power. It really forced us to focus on water issues, power issues, and it was a great testimony to our preparedness that we were able to broadcast live last weekend from grid down, from the Redoubt Ranch, piped into the radio station, and it was successful. So there were still some shortcomings we identified, and so we were going to be addressing those, but there's a lot of things that we never had to confront, like medical issues. So you can take this last disaster and plan for it, but you'd still be overlooking some very important things that in the next disaster you could be confronted with that maybe you didn't before. Medical issues are something that we've seen in hurricanes and other disasters, that people were completely on their own for an extended period of time. So it'd be easy to look at the last disaster that you saw or witnessed or went through and plan for that, and that's your future plan, and you could still be overlooking critical things. So balance is You have to look at the whole thing. And you do quite a bit with medical through your store. Let's talk about that. What do you guys have available over there?
We've got a individual first aid kit, IFAC, and it's MOLLE compatible. So, you know, for folks that have got tactical or load bearing vests with the MOLLE straps, it'll clip right on there, or a MOLLE backpack, or it's great to just keep in your car or to have around for a first aid kit. And we've got it in all the colors that you would typically see for tactical vests and tactical backpacks. We've got them in OD green, Coyote, black, ACU. I build all of those myself. So I buy everything in bulk, so that helps me keep the cost down. And I try to put some really critical stuff in there, similar to what a lot of the guys in the military might have carried. I've got Israeli battle dressing in there, which is a compression bandage, which will, you know, if it's not an artery, that's probably going to be the best thing for somebody, because you don't really want to cut off the flow of blood to a limb if it's not an artery, because you could end up losing the limb. So the IBD is great for that. We've got a chest seal in there for, you know, if you get your lung punctured. Quick clot, which will stop bleeding. It pulls out everything out of the blood except the platelets, so that allows that to clot up really, really quick. We've got an airway in there, NPA. We do have a tourniquet in case it is an artery. We've got EMT shears in there, which will cut through denim. They'll cut through Kevlar. We've got a suture kit in there with three pre-threaded synthetic sutures, hemostats, betadine prep pads. We've got the 3M Steri strips, which are, you know, they're sort of like a temporary suture. Very, very strong, and they'll hold a deep cut. And then we've got all the regular stuff, you know, gauze. We've got tough strip band-aids in there, because a lot of times you're in the rain, you're wet with blood, you know, and just the regular band-aid, they just slip right off. The tough strips, they kind of adhere, even if you're a little bloody or wet, they'll still stick. We've got antibiotic gel in there, hand sanitizer. You can use the hand sanitizer to sanitize your hands, obviously, but also if you needed to sanitize the hemostats, you know, obviously it's not the optimum thing, but if you're in the field and you don't have time to boil your stats for 5 minutes, then, you know, some hand sanitizer is going to be a lot better than you know, just dusting them off on the bottom of your boots. And now one of the things we're doing through Cyber Monday and Small Business Saturday and everything, so all the way through Monday, we've got those for $89. That includes shipping, and we also throw in the PDF for my 7-step survival plan that I wrote with David Kobler from Southern Prepper One YouTube channel, and then the small retreat security and small unit tactics. You're going to get both of those PDFs free if you order it before 12 o'clock midnight on Cyber Monday.
Wow! Nice. Okay, that is that's very cool. Is that Monday? Well, you're in the Eastern Time Zone, right?
Uh huh.
So they'll honor it.
Midnight. Yeah, yeah. Well, so any time, yeah, up to midnight, you guys' time. So,
all right, cool. Right,
and that'll on. Be that'll
all right,
be
listeners, you got that? Christmas is coming up. You're trying to figure out what to get for that the person in your life that you just can't figure out what to get for them. That's a great setup. I'm looking at them too, and you don't have multicam yet, huh?
No. That's if for whatever reason, the pouches from that are a lot higher than the regular pouches, so we'd have to charge quite a bit more to have the multicam.
That's okay. You got Coyote, so you're covered.
Yeah, that and OD green. OD green will go just about anything.
No kidding. Now, let me ask you something. Since we're talking about Cyber Monday, Friday, Business Saturday, Black Friday, I mean, because now they're calling Black Friday Black Eye Friday, because, I mean, yeah. It was almost like yesterday, Mrs. Schmidt and I were laughing. We're like, we need to just make some popcorn and just sit back and just watch all the YouTube videos of Black Friday shoppers. You talk about just cheap, mindless entertainment, but there's a value there, a lesson there, and that is stay away from the crowds. You're talking about a survival situation. there's people really hurt in those crowds. What's your take on what's going on? Talking about societal collapse and the way everything's just crumbling.
Yeah,
And then what we're seeing as a snapshot of our culture on, you know, Black Friday. What's that going to look like when it's not TVs they're fighting over, but food?
I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, if people treat each other that way over a $20 toaster, what are they going to do when they haven't eaten for 3 days? Desperate people do desperate things. And I think that's such a great reason to be prepared so that you don't have to get out there in that mess. You know, do your shopping on Cyber Monday. You know, get your deals from Amazon or whatever. Don't get out in that mess trying to compete for those doorbusters and lose your life over to save $40 on a television. It is just absolutely not worth it. And by the same token, get prepared now. Get all your stuff now. Panic early and beat the rush, right? So and that's exactly what we see when these types of things happen, is riots and violence and it just doesn't stop. So absolutely, folks need to get prepared now. And besides the societal collapse, one of the listeners for Prepper Recon podcast sends me great articles all the time. He sent me a link today to a story on Zero Hedge talking about the students in Greece that have went through this economic collapse there for the past several years, and now many students have turned to the sex trade, particularly female students, and the average cost for an hour with a hooker in Greece is €4. And that's just, these aren't people that were druggies and people that had no ambition. These were people that were going to college that had dreams and hopes, and that's what their life has been reduced to so that they're able to eat. And there's a book called Savage Continent, and it talks about Europe after the collapse from World War II after the war was over. And it talks about very high society women that were trading sex for sea rations because that was the only way they could eat. And it's just, it's really, really horrific. And when you start thinking about that stuff, I mean, either you are a female or you've got a mom or sisters or daughters or whatever, and you start thinking about what people have had to do in the past, what people are doing right now just to eat. And right now, food is so cheap to store up. Why wouldn't you do that? And when you look at what we're doing economically in this country, I don't see how it's avoidable.
Well, I know that we're watching, you know, Venezuela and, you know, Greece and different countries that are going through economic turmoil. And, you know, we see these type of crowds like you'd see on Black Friday with people fighting over television sets or salad steam. Vegetable steamers. We're seeing that in Venezuela where they roll up with a truck, or in France with the refugees, they roll up with a truck of food, you know, rations, and they just get mobbed and pummeled and beaten and sexually assaulted and all kinds of stuff just goes sideways in those situations. So, and now in Venezuela and a lot of like South American countries, kidnapping is on the rise. You talk about the sex trade industry where they're snatching up children and forcing them into prostitution, and that's how these exploiters are funding their lifestyle and continuing to, you know, live good. We've not had that dynamic in North America, but kidnappings all over the world are just really skyrocketing, and it just troubles me to see the further we deteriorate, the more you watch the headlines, you think we couldn't get any more debauched in this country, but we certainly could sink a lot farther. And if you could avoid, if you can take care of your feeding your family and you don't have to go to a food distribution point, you're going to be so much better off. The more self-reliant you are, the more you can focus on the solutions instead of watching your children starve.
Absolutely.
Really,
Absolutely. And I don't know if you noticed, Ted Koppel's been doing this circuit talking about his new book now, which is called Lights Out. And he lists Russia as being one of the country who's already infiltrated America's power grid. And he seems to think that it's as easy as flipping a switch for them to turn off our lights via a cyber attack. And of course, we've got so much tension with Russia right now. The Israeli National News had a story last Wednesday that the IAF hit advanced Russian missiles outside of Damascus. Of course, Israel's a strong ally of America, or used to be. I think Russia would probably still view us as that. And then, of course, the Russian jet, that was shot down using an F-16. So obviously, Turkey's a member of NATO, obligating us to defend them, but I'm also sure that Russia knows where they got the F-16. And Crimea, they've been without power for almost a week now after four pylons were blown up. Their Ukrainian government says they don't know who did it, but I'm sure Russia probably on some level holds us partly to blame for that, because obviously we've had our nose so in all of the business with Ukraine. So, you know, tensions are really, really escalating, and whether it's a cyber attack that turns out the lights or whether it's an EMP, and of course, Dr. Peter Pry says that Russia has the what they call the super EMP bomb, and he was a nuclear strategist for the CIA for several years, so I tend to listen to folks like that when they say stuff like that. So at that point, if we have some type of an event like that, that will be the last day that you prepped. There will be no more prepping. After that, you'll be surviving on the tools and the skills and the supplies that you've been able to put aside and learn and develop. And it'll be game on then. And your time to get ready will be over.
You know, we got a little glimpse of that last week with the severe windstorm that basically took power down through the whole inland Pacific Northwest. You know, basically the heart of the American redoubt was, you know, thrown into blackness. And, you know, we had generators, I have fuel stored up, and there were people that were, they had it, like, we asked folks afterward, how'd you guys do? We have a generator, but we only had 1 gallon of gas for it. And so we're all laughing, you know, they're laughing at themselves. They've since, you know, fixed that problem. But on that day, you're right. You're done prepping once the emergency hits, because running down to the store, all the stores are without power too. And their pumps don't pump gas. Now, they fixed that really quick. I mean, it was like within hours. It was like a half a day. They had gas stations and municipal power backup. But it really smacked a lot of people in the face with reality when they realized, okay, I thought I was prepared because I have a generator, but I only have a gallon of gas, so I'll just run down to the store, and then the store's without. If you can't resupply, that's it. You're done prepping when the disaster hits. So really good point. And, you know, we also, you mentioned a bug out bag. We experienced two different types of disasters this summer. We went over and deployed and provided communications support for there were some towns that were grid down. They had no communications, no internet, no phones, nothing, no power, no water. They were completely just thrown into grid down. And we talked to folks there, and they evacuated that town. So there was no staying there and prepping your home. They all had to leave because the fire is coming down on this town. And so you've got to be prepared to bug out and grab what you can in minutes. And while this storm here is, you couldn't or shouldn't leave, and many people couldn't leave because of downed trees. So there you are at your home. So some folks will put so much emphasis into their bug out bag, getting out, that they don't really put a whole lot of long-term measures in place because they think they're going to be bugging out. So they're sitting at home with really not a whole lot of supplies than their bug out bag. And so you got to be prepared for both. I mean, we saw that with two different scenarios. One was a bug in and one was a bug out.
Right. And your bug out bag is meant to be a 72-hour kit. And if you think about it like that, it's something to keep me alive for 72 hours. It's something that's light that I should be able to carry on foot, which brings us to another important topic of you got to have some level of personal preparedness. You got to be in some level of shape. And I know this is the holidays and we all like to eat a little extra. But what happens a lot of times is every year the holidays roll around, we put on an extra 5 or 10 pounds and it's still there the next year when the holidays roll back around. So you got to get ahead of that stuff. I'd say start getting to the gym now. Start getting don't wait till January 1st to start addressing all the extra food that you're eating right now. Every year we've got these snowstorms and people keeling over with heart attacks because they're so out of shape. And, you know, last year we had folks, they had to shovel the snow off of their roof because their roofs were caving in. You can't get up there with a snow plow. You can't even probably get a snowblower on your roof. You know, you're going to risk putting that much more weight on it and having it collapse that much sooner, which is the whole reason you're up there shoveling the snow off in the first place, is because it's not going to continue to hold that weight. And you have to get it off before it caves in. So you need to be in shape for disasters. Same thing when you have down trees like you've had in your area, and you get out there with a chainsaw and start moving all those limbs around. That stuff's heavy, and that's very, very physical work. And if you're not in shape, you're gonna have a heart attack. So that's something you have to think about as well. But back to the bug out bag, you know, keep it light, because you want something that's not going to slow you down if you have to move. There's some things in there that you do need. You need 3 days worth of food in there. You need some way to purify water. You need some types of something to keep you in touch with communications, at least at bare minimum of an AM FM radio with a weather band. Because a lot of times the weather band will get taken over in an emergency to give people emergency information that they need. So that'll help them stay connected. And you need some type of shelter, a tent, whatever. It's gonna weigh a lot. But if you're in a cold climate and it's raining and hypothermia sets in, you can actually make it longer without food than you can without shelter, because you have to stay dry, you gotta stay warm. So you can get a little bivy tent that'll be just enough to keep the rain and the cold wind off of you. And one of those space blankets. And I'm not talking about that little bitty space blanket that looks like a piece of aluminum foil. I'm talking about the real space brand blanket. And they're about $15, and they're quite a bit bigger than that little piece of aluminum foil, but they will keep you warm. And you know, and I don't think anybody's going to be able to sleep under that Mylar with all that racket that it makes every time you move.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good point. I mean, how many hunters have they found leaned up against a tree, you know, dead from hypothermia with 2 days worth of food in his pack?
Right.
A lot of good.
Right. And then obviously a good knife, and it's a great idea to have a flash drive in there that's got all of your important documents, all your insurance information, all of your, you know, copies of all your passports and IDs and your wedding pictures on there, and all of the stuff that it's already in the bag, so you don't have to run around the house finding all that stuff if your house is on fire, or if you have a forest fire racing towards you, or a chemical spill near your house, or whatever it is that you have to leave in a hurry. And all of those important documents are already on a flash drive, and they're already in that bag, and you don't have to think about any of that stuff.
Good point.
In the days of Noah, Book 3, Perdition. A global empire arises like a phoenix from the ashes of the world that was. The emerging order is unified by a new global currency and a single world religion, which are mandated by an imposed UN treaty. In the interest of unity and peace, a zero-tolerance policy for dissenters is enacted and strictly enforced. Hunted down like common criminals for daring to resist the state, Noah Parker's group will have to rely on faith and wits to endure the powers of darkness, which are quickly consuming the earth. Buy your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 3, Perdition, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.